The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And on today's program, we will be offering one of our occasional shows where we sort of tour through the CD collection we've been building over the course of the program these last 3.5 years, featuring artists who have been on the program, either visiting our area from elsewhere or who are local performers. We'll start with a fellow who's been on the program a couple of times. He plays the brass-strung Celtic harp. His name is Patrick Ball. And this is from his CD called The Wood of Morrowis. And we'll hear two tunes, McDonough's and Da Day Dawn, it's called.
Thank you.
harpist Patrick Ball playing on an unusual brass-strung Celtic harp from Ireland, and that's from his CD called The Wood of Morrowis. The tunes were called McDonough's and Da Day Dawn, and as he says in his notes, the Wood of Morrowis, and you can pronounce that a couple different ways at least, quote, occupies a special place in the landscape of Celtic mythology. It is where two legendary lovers, Tristan and Isolde, took refuge to escape the vengeance of King Mark of Cornwall, a wild primeval place, but for them a place of sanctuary, unquote. And later he says that Tristan himself was a renowned harper, and, quote, if you had lived in his time and place and felt the need to escape from this world, this is what you might have heard if you took refuge in the Wood of Morrowis, referring to the music that's on this particular CD and the tunes you just heard. Patrick Ball was a guest on Live and Local in our first season of the show, December 7th of 2009, and then came back again on August 18th of 2011. We actually have yet to have him play live. Apparently the instrument is quite finicky, and depending upon what time of the year he comes through and how early he's able to get here, there's a lot of acclimation that is necessary to be sure that the harp is tunable and stays in tune. One of these days, the timing will work for us to have him play live. Meanwhile, we're pleased to have had him in conversation. He's also a great storyteller, by the way. And the Wood of Morrowis, most of the tunes on the CD come from his stage show called The Flame of Love, The Romance of Tristan and Isolde. Patrick Ball. You can find him online at patrickball.com. You're invited to come along on our custom-designed trip here at WYLL to England and Wales this September. Experience the real Downton Abbey in a private tour just for friends of WYLL. See lovely Cotswold villages and the Yorkshire countryside, where we will meet Alan J.W. Bell, producer of Last of the Summer Wine. Tour Greenway, Agatha Christie's home, and the elegant English spa town of Bath, where we visit the Jane Austen Center before wrapping up our trip in London. The tour is close to full. Call 217-333-7300 or visit WYLL's website for more information. In fact, you can always visit our website for information on all of our programs here. We do let you know what's going to be on Live and Local, for example. And the web address is will.illinois.edu. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. And we're spinning CDs from our growing collection of music from artists who have been on the show, whether visiting or actually local performers to our area. And the next performers are indeed local to Bloomington Normal. They're called the Shanties. They are a Celtic group who bring things up to date now and again. This is from their CD, which is called Fear Not. The Shanties themselves are Chris Golick, who plays fiddle, cello, and does vocals. Chris Lewis Parkhurst plays guitar, also sings. John Parkhurst, guitars, mandolin, vocals, whistles, concertina, and button accordion, according to the need of a given tune or set of tunes. And then some guest musicians on some of the tracks on this particular CD. Here we're going to hear from this disc Girl from Cary Hill, and then one called Sally Gardens, poem by William Butler Yeats, and should be, you know, I'm not sure if this is the familiar version of the traditional tune or not. In any event, it's The Shanties here on Live and Local.
One for me. She's a sight rarely seen, fit to be a queen, and she knows that I'm a seafaring man. She told me that her pa and grandpa both were sailors. They'd rather sail the sea than work the land.
They sailed around the world and always stayed afloat. They said, girl, don't pick a man with a leaky boat. This girl is to blame. The girl from Kerry Hill is my true love.
She told me that her pa and grandpa both were sailors. Rather sail the sea than work the land. She sailed around the world and always stayed afloat. She said, girl, don't pick a man with a leaky boat.
That will always be true. A man to give it to me, safe like Pa and Grandpa used to do. I try to tell her she means everything to me, and I would always make it back across the deep blue sea.
Sally Gardens, my love and I did meet. She passed the Sally Gardens with little snow-white feet. She bid me take life easy as the grass grows on the weirs. But I was young and foolish, and now am full of tears.
Bloomington Normal based band called The Shanties from their CD called Fear Not, and we heard two cuts from here, The Girl from Cary Hill and then their take on Sally Gardens. This performance featured Chris Golick, Chris Lewis Parkhurst, and John Parkhurst. The current lineup of The Shanties is slightly different. Chris and John Parkhurst still in the band, of course. Christy Bach, or Christy, or Chris, as she variously goes by, plays fiddle now with the group. And also Ceason Griffith plays Bowron and other percussion as well as bass. And you can look for The Shanties coming up, according to their website anyway. They're scheduled for 2012. We'll have them in Schooner's Beer Garden on August 18th. They'll be playing at Ehrenfest in Peoria on the riverfront towards the end of August. And they'll be at the Folk and Roots Festival in Urbana the beginning of November. And imagine that they may have other shows that creep up as well. Keep up with them on Facebook. I know they're active there. I believe they're active there. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we're sampling some CDs from our collection of artists who either live and work in our listening area or who have visited the area and come on the show. Our programs today are made possible with support from the Illinois Shakespeare Festival, presenting Shakespeare's As You Like It, Othello, Comedy of Errors, and The Rivals by Richard Brinsley Sheridan from June 28th through August 11th at Ewing Manor in Bloomington. Ticket information is available at thefestival.org or 309-438-2535. Tonight at 7 o'clock on the FM 90.9 Evening Concert, it's Music Mountain, the chamber music series, the Cassatt String Quartet. Plays quartets by Beethoven and Samuel Barber. Also on the program, Brahms Piano Quintet with pianist Ursula Oppens. It's Music Mountain Chamber Music Series tonight at 7 o'clock on the Evening Concert right here on FM 90.9. The University of Illinois is home to quite a number of ensembles featuring mostly students, but also community members and students from, mostly music students, but also students from elsewhere in the university and also community members. And I believe this next ensemble has people from throughout the community who want to create music from the Balkan regions of Europe. This tune comes from their Best of Balkanalia One, and the Balkanale is the name of the ensemble, the University of Illinois Balkan Music Ensemble. It's called From Turkey to Transylvania, a Traditional Music Triptych. And we're going to hear a tune that comes from Hungary. It's called Edig Vendeg, meaning the unwelcome guest. Apparently a pretty well-known Hungarian melody, and sung here to a text collected by Béla Bartók, as arranged by the contemporary group called Muzsikás. And here's Balkanalia from the University of Illinois here on Live and Local. Thank you. That was Balkanalia, the name of the University of Illinois Balkan Music Ensemble, from their Best of Balkanalia 1, From Turkey to Transylvania, a traditional music triptych, it's called. And we heard two cuts from what were obviously live performances. Edik Vendig, the name of the first song, The Unwelcome Guest, sung to a text collected by Bela Bartok. And then we heard one called, which I am not sure the pronunciation of, so I'll just give you the English. It translates as My White Doves, a Greek dance song. And Balkanalia, one of the many ensembles at the University of Illinois. A little too large a group to fit live in our studio, so I don't know if that will ever happen, but we've had their director, Donna Buchanan, on the show in the past. I'm Kevin Kelly, host of Live and Local. We're spinning CDs from our collection on today's program. On tomorrow's show, we'll welcome, I believe, two or three ensembles from this week's Illinois Summer Youth Music Program at the University of Illinois. A group that came through our area on, would have been Sunday the 7th of November in 2010. I believe they were at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, but my notes actually don't say where in Urbana they performed. They're called Kalmus. They are a German a cappella quintet. And on that particular Friday in 2010, we were pleased to talk to a couple of members of the group, their tenor and bass, I believe. We're going to hear two cuts from a sampler CD that was provided by Concert Artists Guild of the Kalmus Vocal Ensemble. First up is a lovely Nachtlied, or evening song, by Max Reger, German composer, called Die Nacht ist kommen, which simply means the night comes, the night is coming. And then something that some of you may recognize.
Gott wart, Gott wart. bring back that Leroy Brown, yeah. Bring back, gotta ring that Leroy Brown, yeah. Bet you bought him, that'll be your playboy, yeah, yeah. Daddy cool with a $90 smile.
Do, do, yeah.
Took my money out of gratitude
and you get right out of town.
Well, I gotta get him up, steady up, shoot him down. Gotta hit that latitude, babe. Bring back, bring back, bring back that Leroy Brown, yeah. Bring back, bring back.
Gotta ring that Leroy Brown.
Big bad Leroy Brown, he got no common sense. No, no, he got no brains, but he sure got a lot of style. I can't stand no more in this here jail. I gotta rip myself at the sound.
Ooh, gotta get out the heat, step into the shade.
Gotta get me there, that old life, babe.
Doon, 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 doon.
Big bad Leroy.
Doon, doon, doon.
Ding, 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 ba ba da ba bring back, that Leroy Brown, yeah. Bring back, gotta bring back Leroy Brown, yeah. Big Mama Lulu beheld she had a nervous breakdown.
She had a nervous breakdown.
Leroy's taken her honey child away.
But she met him down at the station. Put a shotgun to his head, and unless I be mistaken, this is what she said.
Big bad, big boy, big bad Leroy Brown, bow, bow, bow.
I'm gonna get that cutie pie.
Da 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 da. Bring back, bring back, bring back that Leroy Brown, yeah. Big Bad caused a mighty fine sensation. Yeah, yeah. Gone and got himself elected president.
We want Leroy for president.
Next time,
you gotta hear the beady bad
another. This time,
like a shimmy shimmy leather. He's a big boy, bad boy, Leroy. I don't care where you get him from.
Shoobity pop,
shoobity pop.
Bring that Big Bad Leroy back.
Want him back.
Those were two performances by the Calmus Vocal Ensemble, a quintet of unaccompanied singers from Germany who were performing in our area in 2010. And we talked to their tenor and bass at the time. This comes from a sampler CD provided by the Concert Artists Guild, and we first heard Die Nacht ist kommen, The Night is Coming by Max Reger, German composer. And then Freddie Mercury's Bring Back That Leroy Brown here on Live and Local. We have wrapped up our end of the fiscal year fund drive for WYLL and had a good success. Just that the last few days of last week, into the weekend. We thank you very much for your support. However, our fiscal year ends June 30th, just a few days away, a couple days away, literally, and we've got quite a ways to go to do what needs to be done in order to fund next year's programs. You can track our end-of-the-year fundraising progress on the WYLL homepage, which is will.illinois.edu. You can also make a gift there to help make next year's programs. Be sure to, dazzle, if that is a term that you like, or call 217-244-9455, 217-244-9455. Our programs today are made possible in part by Columbia Street Roastery, roasting coffee daily at 24 East Columbia in Champaign, also offering a variety of tea and chai, open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:15 p.m., and Saturday mornings from 9 to noon. More information is available at 352-9713. Today's program, we are playing from CDs by both visiting artists who have come through our listening area and also by folks who live in our listening area. And the latter is the case for mezzo-soprano Elizabeth Buckley. She went to the University of Illinois, completed her degrees there. She's actually currently serving as director of music at St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Urbana, and has done quite well for herself as a singer. She had a debut recital last year as first prize at Carnegie Hall as first prize winner of the Barry Alexander International Vocal Competition. She's toured with pianist John Wustman in his Schubert Lieder recital series some years ago and frequently performs with groups in our area. She put out a CD of her own. I honestly forget now if it was earlier this year, if it came out last year, but I wanted to play from it the first two songs, which are both by Johannes Brahms, Zwei Gesänge, two songs, Opus 91, and they feature not only Elizabeth Buckley, but also pianist DeWitt Tipton and violist Masumi Per Rostad, who is the violist of the Pacifica Quartet, who until just this, through this past semester, were the string quartet in residence at the University of Illinois. They are moving on to Indiana University. I'll give you some of the translation of these two songs. The first one called Gestillte Sehnsucht, Stilled Longing. It goes, steeped in a golden evening glow, how solemnly the forests stand. In gentle voices, the little birds breathe into the soft fluttering of evening breezes. What does the wind whisper, and the little birds? They whisper the world into slumber. You, my desires that stir in my heart without rest or peace, you longings that move my heart, when will you rest? When will you sleep? By the whispering of the wind and of the little birds, you yearning desires, when will you fall asleep? And it continues from there. And then the second text actually comes with a tune that you might recognize. It's actually a Christmas carol that is given to the viola throughout that particular song. And it goes, you who hover around these palms in night and wind, you holy angels, silence the treetops. My child is sleeping. Elizabeth Buckley, mezzo-soprano, music by Johannes Brahms, here on Live and Local. We heard Elizabeth Buckley, mezzo-soprano, with pianist DeWitt Tipton and violist Masumi Per-Rostad in two songs, Opus 91 by Johannes Brahms, Gestillte Sehnsucht, the first one, which means stilled longing, and then the second one, entitled Geistliches Wiegenlied, which means essentially holy or perhaps spiritual lullaby. and presumably intended as a Christmas tune because it uses a Christmas song that may be familiar to you. I know it with the text, English text, Joseph Dearest, Joseph Mine, and you heard it in the viola throughout. The text ending, the child of heaven endures the discomfort, oh how tired he has become of earthly sorrow. Oh, now in sleep, gently softened, his pain fades, silence the treetops, my child is sleeping. And there's more to that as well. Elizabeth Buckley, a local musician, both obviously singer, as you heard, and also organist and choir director at St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Urbana. You're listening to Live and Local. We've been playing recordings from our collection of CDs from local performers and also from visiting artists who've come through our community. Tomorrow's program will feature students from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program, as we have begun to do every year during the three Fridays of the 3 weeks of ISYM. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features a sampling of wines from the Pacific Northwest, followed from 7 to 9 by the music of Jeff Helgeson. Our forecast says there will be a heat advisory for obvious reasons if you go outside until 7 p.m. tomorrow. Otherwise, very hot and sunny this afternoon. The high expected to be around 103, winds out of the west at 15 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, the low 75. Tomorrow, hot and humid, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high around 98 degrees. And Saturday's outlook is for a mostly sunny day with a high again around 98. I'm sorry, I don't have a current temperature for you. Here is one last tune to take us to the Writer's Almanac, which comes up at 101. If you're listening on 90.9 FM, classical music starts at 101 if you're listening to 101.1 FM, and then we'll go to classical music at 106 p.m. if you're listening on 90.9. Hope that doesn't confuse anyone. If you listen regularly, you know the routine. This is a group out of Bloomington Normal called the Brian Chobin Jazz Quintet. Brian Chobin, the trumpet player and leader of the band. It's called Lady Bird. This was recorded in July of 2009 at the Bloomington Farmers Market. Ha ha ha.